about the efficiency today?
You know, the weather conditions were as they were, and so we knew that that was going to play a role in how we called the game. And so we just figured when we got the win with us and we were able to throw the ball, we'd do that. But the offensive linemen, the running backs really stepped up today. And we played a different style of game than what we've been the last few weeks. And those guys did a great job, and we were able to execute and come out of here with a W.
Rushes for you individually, like those were all called?
Well, they were called passes in which I saw something and figured I should run the ball instead of trying to throw it into that wind.
How hard was it to throw it?
It was difficult, especially going away from our locker room, going out that way. The wind gusts were coming, I guess they had to be up to 50 miles an hour. And so to throw into that, you just had no accuracy, and we didn't want to take a chance of possibly turning the ball over.
In the end, the trademark of any quarterback or measuring stick is wins. You have 11 of them. Mm-hmm. How satisfying is that?
It's been a satisfying year. I mean, to say 11 wins, I didn't know how this year was going to go when it all started. I stepped into this role, and I had some big shoes to fill, but to come out here and put ourselves in a position to possibly be in the playoffs and to win 11 games was a big accomplishment, not only for myself, but also this team and this organization, and it showed the resiliency and also the great coaching that goes in every week, from Coach Belichick to Coach McDaniels to the defensive side of the ball, and just it's a testament to what we do here as a Patriot.
Matt, when or how do you start preparing for weather conditions like you saw today? I mean, do you listen to the weather forecast from last night, or do you run into it when you guys come out for the pregame? You know, when do you start making the adjustments?
You start making the adjustments really the night before. You start getting an understanding for what the weather conditions might be, and then you start changing and adapting the game plan based on what we had heard, which were heavy winds, and we might have to deal with some elements.
Significant adjustments to the game plan, I would assume so.
There's definitely significant adjustments to the game plan.
When was the last time you punted?
Gosh, in high school. I was a punter in high school.
Were you the punter?
Yeah, they didn't take that into account, though. We didn't really practice that during the week, but went out there. I think I have a pretty good average right now, so I might be looking to switch over. So it's a good deal.
So, Matt, now what?
I think we enjoy the win, and we go home and we hope that the situation comes about where we get a chance to play in the playoffs. I think this team is definitely deserving, and we've worked to this point, and hopefully things work out where we get a shot.
Bill just mentioned how the passes you completed were pretty much right there with only those guys who get it. Mm-hmm. How difficult was that to do, even with the wind at your back and so on?
You just have to anticipate, and the routes that you call, you kind of just try to put it on the receiver so that they can catch the ball with their body if they need to, because the ball moves a little bit, and you just try to be as accurate as possible.
It looked like on television, the one, the boss in the end zone, just out of reach. It looked like you thought maybe he was going to catch it.
I thought so, but the wind grabbed it at the last second, especially going that way. That's the side that the wind was going at that moment, and so we didn't get it, but it's okay. We settled, and Steven did a great job getting us 3 points.
Matt, much is debated with your team's record in December and in the postseason. What allows this team to be so successful at this time of year?
Coach, throughout the course of the year and also leading up to December, says you got to play your best football in December. And the team really steps up and takes that into account and says that that's really when the good teams start playing well leading up into the playoffs. And we've been able to do that, and we've been able to establish a good series of games here throughout the course of December.
Now, the rollout with Rabel slipped out. Had you sort of decided you were going to run there? I know you were thrown into the wind. Mm-hmm. Was that predetermined in your mind to run?
Well, I saw the one guy run out with him, and then Vrabel was able to slip out, but the guy was running after him, and nobody was taking me into account in fourth and three or whatever it was. I figured I could pick up the first down because nobody was taking me into account on that particular play.
How about the fourth down completion, the first pass you actually threw into the wind? How did that concede on the sideline?
That was just a play that we had been worked on in practice, and we said if we get into a third and short situation or a fourth and short situation, that was the play that we were going to go to, and Walker did a great job of getting himself open, and we were able to complete it.
Matt, 11-5 regular season is now concluded. How pleased are you with the way things have unfolded for you this year from where you started till now?
I'm very happy and very satisfied, and it's been a long road to get to here, and at the beginning of the season, I couldn't tell you that I envisioned us being 11-5 at this point with an opportunity to get in the playoffs, but sitting here now, looking back, it's been a great year, and everybody stepped up in that locker room, all the coaches stepped up, and we moved forward, and it's been a good year.
11 wins will be satisfying, not getting the playoffs disappointing?
That'll definitely be disappointing if we don't get an opportunity to get in the playoffs, because I think we're playing good football right now.
What do you make of the fact that this could be your last game in a Patriots uniform? Is that
right? I haven't thought about it much right now. You know, I'm just moving along, and hopefully we'll be playing next week and moving on that way. And that's what I'm looking to right now. I'm looking that we're going to be playing next week and getting my mindset ready for that.
And the way the team's playing, you like your chances playing next week and in the playoffs?
There's no doubt. I mean, we're playing good football right now. The defense is playing good. The guys up front, everybody, the receivers, running backs, straight down the board. So if we can get a shot to get in the playoffs, you know, we have as good as any chance, anybody, to get it going in the playoffs.
Matt, you mentioned last week that you'd love to be back here next year, and the implication is sort of Tom is back as well, you know, that you might be in a backup role again. Why are you so willing to come back here?
Well, I mean, last week I don't really know exactly what I said, but I said if it works out and I come back here, there's no doubt in my mind that I'd be a happy guy, because I love the Patriots organization, I love the Crafts, I love Coach Belichick and McDaniels and what I've been able to do here and how they've given me an opportunity to be a professional quarterback in the NFL. And so I would be pleased either way.
What does this year proven about the Patriots, given the change of quarterback on the defense, just some of the key changes that they had to deal with, or you've had to deal with, success, what's proven?
I think it's proven that this team comes out year in, year out, and there's a great resiliency for all the players on the team, and especially it's a compliment to the coaching that goes on here, that they can have so many injuries take place throughout a year, but guys keep stepping up and they're continue to put us in the best position to win ball games. Thanks, guys.